Danian Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver, of course, from the Chiefs Radio Network. He will be in Tampa on Saturday night here on 96.5 The Fan. I saw you last night at the Royals game. We were talking a little bit. It's good to have you back on the show. We'll start our weekly conversations with you here very soon. How was the offseason for you?
So first, I want to address the fact that you told me to leave the Royals game early. Why'd you tell me?
I didn't.
Told me to walk off win.
A walk off. I leave at the seventh inning stretch because I'm coachable, and you told me to leave. And the one game I've gone to recently where we win. So
bad advice, man.
I know, right?
Look, I left in the bottom of the eighth.
Even worse.
I know.
You know, I thought the bottom of the eighth, it didn't happen then. I didn't know if they were going to walk it off in the ninth. I had to catch that one on the radio driving back driving back home. But, look, training camp, as a player, I'm sure this is would have been one of your favorite days knowing that.
Yes.
You're basically done now. Tomorrow's a light practice, mm-hmm. and it's obviously Military Appreciation Day. But at this point in time, what are these players feeling like?
They're feeling like they can finally exhale. You got one preseason game in your pocket. You are now about to break camp. You're going to go on the road. You kind of get the experience of, especially the rookies, okay, what does a road game look like? I remember what it looks like in college, but what does it look like at the pro level? And, you know, from getting on the buses to having your assigned seats on the plane to the plane food, all of the things that maybe the general fan doesn't take into consideration that factors into the product that you put on the field. The hotel set up, your roommates, if you have roommates, who doesn't have roommates. So a lot of that comes into play. And then also the feeling of being able to break camp. And if you have family or a spouse or what have you, kids that are back in Kansas City, that you'll actually get to see them for a little bit before jettisoning off to Tampa Bay. So, it's a cool experience. The fact that they're having this cool weather, you know, is awesome. And I know that's what they relish too.
When you look at, like, the roster overall, how are you feeling about their position this year versus last year? And I guess how much of last year do you look back and say it was a talent issue or an execution issue or some combination? You know, like, how do you view last year's problems? You know, was it just they didn't have enough guys?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture. I think it's always a mixture of talent and execution. You consider the year before when we're trying to go for that three-peat in Super Bowl runs, we were 12-0 between regular season and postseason, 12-0 in one-score games. Last year, I believe we were 1-8. So that's the difference between – it's such a small window of difference between being a great team or being a strongly competitive playoff team and being a team that's 6-11 and sent home in the second week of January. So I feel like the execution part is in part of that, but then there was also some personnel – and players just not making plays. And I've said it throughout the offseason, being 6-11 was better than being 9-8 or 10-7. Because you can't, what do they say, put lipstick on a pig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it forces you to.
The pig is 6-11, right? And you can't pretty that up. And if you have any kind of competitive juices in your body as a player, as a coach, as a front office for the Chiefs, you look at that and you're sick, especially with where we were coming from. And I don't know if you would have that same kind of sick feeling if you were 10-7 and just barely missed the playoffs or lost in the wild card round. So I feel like there's a chip on the shoulder of guys. There are, whether it's off the field stuff, whether it's back from injury, whether it's age, whether it's lack of top shelf production last year. Several of these guys that will represent the Chiefs on Monday Night Football against the Broncos have something to prove. And I like having that kind of aura around this team.
We got Danian Hughes joining us here on 96.5 The Fan. I can't have you on and not ask about these wide receivers. And Cyrus Allen, I feel like every single day we've been here, there's a moment that catches your attention. I'm sure you saw the one-on-one catch against Mansoor Delane. What do you see from him right now?
So what I see is extreme confidence, and I really like that. And one of the things, you know, obviously being a former wide receiver and being in the booth with Chiefs Radio Network now 7 years, my eyes always gravitate to the wide receivers. That's my position. What they're doing right, what they're not doing so right. And one thing that I thought was kind of a detriment to that group is winning your basic 9 routes on the outside of the numbers. Can you line up and be on the outside of the numbers going against a DB and bump and run or off coverage and run an out, run a hitch, run a comeback, run a dig, run a post, run a go, all of the curl route, all of the basic fundamental route tree that you have as a receiver. And I don't think we really were as good as we need to be at the NFL level last year in doing that. Now, how you counter that is having who I call the mad scientist of offense and Andy Reid scheming you up. Because if you can't win outside, let's scheme you up with pick routes and crossing routes and all of these different intricate game plans, and we'll get you the ball that way. There's only but so much of that you can do. And I feel like Cyrus Allen, to me, brings a different nuance of route running that I don't think we've seen from a lot of the guys in recent times.
It might just be, you know, it's social media clips, so I'll take your word for it, Morton. Mm-hmm. Is release a big part of that? That seems to be the thing that everybody is complimenting him the most on, mm-hmm. is the ability to just get off the line. That first move, that's what is what makes guys like Puka Nacua or other guys great, is their ability to just get free. You don't have to be the fastest or tallest guy. Can you get loose?
You got to be able to create separation. Now, you can be a big receiver like Cortland Sutton.
And create that through running into a guy.
Yeah, running into a guy or pushing off at the last moment. We see that from George Pickens and the bigger receivers. But if you're not going to have that size and the ability to create separation down the field, you got to be able to be short and quick and be able to create separation at the line of scrimmage. And that's what I see from Cyrus. I think he has done a phenomenal job in garnering the attention and the confidence of Patrick Mahomes. And I think that's huge as a wide receiver.
Rashee Rice, I know, again, social media is one thing. People are making a big deal the first couple days of practice. They thought he looked maybe like he was overweight or whatever. Was it just maybe not being in football shape initially? What are you seeing from Rashee Rice out there? Do you think he's caught up now?
Yeah, I think he's caught up now, and it doesn't take much. When you're an elite athlete like he is and you go through the rehab process and off-the-field issues, you're not going to be in top shape coming to training camp. Heck, back in the day, the players used training camp to get in shape. They came in overweight, and I had teammates that would come in overweight, and by the end of training camp, they were, specimens. So I don't put a lot of stock in it. I think he recognizes what it takes to be a pro on the field. And if there's no one else on this team that has to prove something this year, it is Rashee Rice. And if I had mentioned about – I'd done a speaking engagement talking about his mindset and how you bounce back from some of the issues you've had off the field. And to me, as a parent, as a guy that used to coach, as a guy that's been coachable throughout his career, you come to a situation where you look in the mirror and you say, okay, like, is it enough? Is the distractions and the issues and the money I've had to spend and all of the different things, is that enough? And how can I get back to being a top elite wide receiver? And I feel like this is the time now. So there's nothing that tells me different right now, and time will tell, but I like what I see from him as well. He had a couple of drops today in traffic, which I think that's a part of his game that he needs to be better at. We can go back to games last year where we literally lost momentum because of key drops in traffic. So he's got to be better at that.
Patrick looked the same to you?
Oh, yeah.
He's been dialed in for a couple of these.
I love watching him move to the left.
Yesterday when he just stopped and then ripped one?
Yeah, move to the left, flip your hips. He's throwing across the grain, touch passes over the heads of linebackers in front of safeties. Had the one-handed catch by Travis Kelce in the red zone earlier in practice. So it shows you that he still has that ability to find the short windows and trust his receivers and tight ends and running backs. I don't know if you guys have heard anything, if he's going to play a little bit this week.
I'm hoping no, with no Joshua Simmons and no Trey Smith. I don't know why.
I don't think we're going to see
Andy
him at all.
Andy won't give the story until tomorrow. He has hinted at the idea that maybe the third preseason game, I think, is the read between the lines. But unless the offensive line's healthy, it might just be the first time I don't make him throw a pass before the season starts.
Yeah, the only thing that concerns me about that is the rust factor, but then also you're going to throw him to the wolves, literally Nick Bonito and that pass rush for the Denver Broncos on Monday Night Football, and that'd be the first time he's ever touched. So, again, I don't want him to get touched in the preseason. I'd rather him come in for a series and we run three plays and he darts out. Maybe he runs a screen pass where he doesn't get touched. But to think about the first time you're going to be tackled or hit or pushed around or anything is against the Broncos, that is something that concerns me.
Danan Hughes, part of the Chiefs Radio Network, color analyst, along there with Mitch Holthus and Josh Klingler. They'll be on the broadcast this Saturday down in Tampa. We were looking at the weather last night. Might we need your poncho? Well, I guess you won't need the poncho. You're in the booth.
Josh will.
Kling might need the poncho. Yeah, Kling might need the poncho. Danan.
Oh, darn it.
Great to see you. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll start having Danan on a weekly basis.